Friday's storm over President Trump's emergency declaration to repurpose money from the military to build his border wall has not died down. Democrats in Congress are expected to introduce a resolution expressing disapproval, which is expected to pass, though probably not survive a presidential veto. And lawsuits are gathering with the storm clouds. We have presidential historian Douglas Brinkley standing by, but we start with USA Today immigration reporter Alan Gomez. Hi, Alan.
Hi, Rob.
And give us a sense, who's filing lawsuits?
Well, this is going to really be a lot of lawsuits that end up getting filed. We've already had a couple filed, one by an advocacy group called Public Citizen on behalf of several Texas landowners who might have their land taken from them through eminent domain to build the border wall. We've had a lawsuit filed by the Citizens for Biological Diversity that are seeking documents that were used to formulate this national emergency. But the big ones really are going to come in the coming days. We have the ACLU and other immigration advocacy groups that are really looking into this and preparing a lawsuit that they say they'll file early this week. And then we have another one from state's attorneys general. That one's being led by California. And already, just in the last couple of days, we've gotten states from New Mexico, Oregon, Minnesota, New Jersey, Hawaii, Connecticut, Colorado, all signing on and saying that they will be part of that lawsuit. And so this is probably going to be tied up in the courts for some time.
Well, even the president's counsel, Kellyanne Conway's husband, this is George Conway III, who's a conservative lawyer and a Trump critic, tweeted out that Mr. Trump must know that he's going to lose because Trump did say he expected to go all the way to the Supreme Court. And therefore, he knows he's violating the Constitution and laws he's sworn to uphold. Is he, though? Because we know the Constitution does mandate that it's Congress that appropriates money, funds. But there was a 1976 law that introduced the power of the presidential emergency resolution. So we're presuming that's going to be the president's defense. It already has.
Exactly. And this is, as we've seen so many times, we're entering into uncharted territory when it comes to the president and his use of executive authority. The problem is there is no definition of a national emergency in U.S. law.
Yeah.
A lot of deference is given to the executive, to the president, to declare a national emergency. And courts have historically given presidents a lot of latitude when it comes to this. And when we finally end up before the Supreme Court, that's where the president himself said he feels comfortable that he's going to win. And we just have to look at recent history to show an example of that. His travel ban, that was struck down by several courts, but ultimately was upheld by the Supreme Court. In that case as well, we had a situation where his words were working against him. A lot of lower courts, a lot of judges had said that he displayed a racial animus when formulating that travel ban. But in the end, the 5-4 conservative majority of the court ended up siding with the president.
Well, what about there's been huge discussion on even the use of the emergency resolution. There was that exchange on Fox News Sunday with host Chris Wallace and White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller over immigration statistics that the Trump administration is using to justify the emergency declaration. Let's listen to a little.
4 times as many people were coming across the border
then,
in 2000 as now.
Then,
so why is that a national
back then
emergency?
95% could be turned around in a matter of days as a result of loopholes.
And it went on. Miller was repeatedly asked, where is the emergency? And he often said, well, we don't know what we don't know. In other words, there may be people coming and we don't know, and that's why they don't show up in the statistics. Alan, you have studied this deeply. What are the statistics about border crossings?
I mean, both sides in that case do make a correct point. Overall illegal immigration, overall apprehensions at the southern border are at historic lows. But what Miller squeezed in there was the fact that the nature of illegal immigration or the nature of migration across that border has changed, wherein before it used to be predominantly single men from Mexico coming over here to work. And now the majority are family units from Central America that are seeking asylum. So that has changed the way that the U.S. government has had to respond to it. They have been overwhelmed. Their systems are not prepared for that. But do family units coming to the border, presenting themselves at ports of entry to request asylum, crossing illegally and literally finding Border Patrol agents so that they can turn themselves in and request asylum, that is different. But is that a national emergency? And that's the question that we're going to be seeing in courts, and that's what's going to be played out.
Alan Gomez, USA Today immigration reporter, thank you.
Thank you.